Hi, we're turning back the clock on May 13 and starting way back in 1787, the day when the First Fleet departed England.
The 11 ships of the First Fleet set sail under Captain Arthur Phillip from Portsmouth in England.
The last episode of the hit comedy Frasier went to air on this day in 2004.
I have a conference that weekend.
Yeah, and I have my friend Megan's birthday party.
Frasier?
Oh, please let that be Megan needing a clown for her party.
That last episode was watched by around 33 million people in the US.
Frasier has left the building.
Stacks of birthdays today. Actor Harvey Keitel is 81. He was in Taxi Driver, Thelma and Louise, and National Treasure.
You know, the Templars and the Freemasons believed that the treasure was too great for any one man to have, not even a king.
The brilliant Stevie Wonder is 70 today. Incredible to think that he's been having hits since he was 11 years old. His biggest hit in Australia was in 1984 with I Just Called to Say I Love You, but on his birthday, this is more appropriate. Australian comedian and TV presenter Paul McDermott is 58 today. He got his start as a member of the Doug Anthony All-Stars.
Who believes in doing good and doing right?
Kimber the White Lion is his name.
Australian tennis great Wally Masur turns 57. He reached number 4 in the world and had a great winning record as the coach of Australia's Davis Cup team.
Sometimes when you're the home team, expectations on you and there's pressure and tension.
It's Prime Minister Scott Morrison's birthday today. Hopefully he'll have a chance to put everything coronavirus aside for just a moment to celebrate his 52nd.
Dad was in local council. I quite enjoyed the theatre of it all back then when you're a 9-year-old boy. My brother wasn't as much into it.
And actor Robert Pattinson is 34. The star of the Twilight movies is set to take over the Black Cape as Batman.
Yeah, I mean, like, Batman was really the only kind of superhero who I really had any kind of connection with.
Finally, it was at this time last year that the tributes were flowing following the death of one of the true legends of cinema, TV and the charts, Doris Day. She was 97.
Que sera.
Remembering Doris Day on May 13.